Pope Francis has encouraged the fight to protect children from abuse in the church and in society at large. Greeting the director of the Gregorian University Center for Child Protection, Jesuit Father Hans Zollner, after Mass this morning, Pope Francis spoke of the importance and seriousness of the center's work. Emer McCarthy spoke to Father Zollner following his meeting with the Pope. He said the center had just finished hosting an annual English language conference sponsored by the U.S. bishops and with the participation of the bishops of Sri Lanka, this year dedicated to the theme, Prevention of Abuse. We are going global.
Can you speak to us a little bit about this morning's meeting with Pope Francis? How did it come about and what did he have to say to you?
It is always a privilege to meet the Holy Father. And this morning we were invited, three persons from the Center for Child Protection of the Gregorian University, because it is at the end also of the, we are at the end of an English-speaking conference that was organized, that is organized every year by the American bishops, plus the bishops from Sri Lanka. This year the topic was prevention of abuse. We are going global, and certainly our aim from the Center for Child Protection is that we do something on a global level. And therefore we were very glad that we could, some months after we had presented the same project to Pope Benedict, we could present it today, this morning, to Pope Francis. He was listening very carefully when we explained about our procedure, our measure, and our scope, that is an international one, a truly Catholic one. And his words were more than two or three times. He repeated, keep on the work, go on, this is very important.
Father Zollner, can you speak to us a little bit about the activity of the center? How is it progressing? We know it was set up by Benedict XVI, his great, great attention towards this very delicate and important subject. How are the bishops' conferences around the world responding to his call to set up these guidelines, these safeguarding standards, and how is your center helping with this?
Now, I have to say that the guidelines have to be sent in by the bishops' conferences to the Congregation for Doctrine of Faith. We are not directly involved there. As far as I know, and this was publicly said by the new promoter of justice, Father Oliver, in February, when we presented here the acts of the symposium on child abuse prevention at the Gregorian last year. In February, Father Oliver said that around 80%, it may be now 85% of all the bishops' conferences worldwide have sent in their guidelines. Certainly many continents, many countries in many continents have sent them in, like Europe, North America. I think all of South America has also sent in. There are still some countries where you would have, for a variety of reasons, certainly some difficulties, but they are certainly behind that, and they are asking also the help of others to promote and to help those bishops' conferences to finalize their proposals. The Holy See then, that is the Congregation for Doctrine, revises those guidelines that have been sent in and sends them back with some indications, and finally they can be put in place in the various countries. Now, our Center for Child Protection has certainly been helpful in that sense, that the bishops' conferences that sent representatives to our symposium here in February 2012 got some idea what would be necessary to highlight in those guidelines. For example, what do you do with abusers? How do you deal with victims? What can you and should you offer to victims? And what can you do for the prevention of abuse? And this is the last point is specifically our intention, that we help bishops' conferences, that we help religious congregations, that we help the local churches, dioceses, and so forth, to really do whatever can be done, what is humanly speaking possible, so that less abuse less abuse is committed in the church and in society. So our prevention program is drawn especially to co-workers in the parishes, but it will soon be also open to other people. We have to remind that in this phase of 3 years of the pilot phase, we still have a limited number of participants. We still have a limited number of countries and dioceses that are in online and do the program, the e-learning program online. But from 2015 on, we will try to enlarge that scope and to offer it to more countries and to more dioceses and religious congregations, which for us are the multiplicators of this work, because we see that this is a whole work of changing the attitude. And in many countries, we Europeans or North Americans, we have to remind that in it has been now for 30 years a topic in our countries, but in society at large and sometimes in the churches themselves, the kind of attitude still has to change more and more. But this is a groundwork, and we have to to go on with patience and with perseverance.
Father, are there any important initiatives that you have planned for that the center will run in the near future?
Yes, we plan. We think of establishing a new website that will be linked or connected or put in within our website of the Center for Child Protection, in which we will try to offer whatever material is available, so that anybody who wants to consult basic material on how, for example, what you can do to improve standards in schools, how you can help victims, how you can help the families of victims, how you can help the parishes where, for example, abusive priests have worked, how can they be helped to overcome the trauma, but also the material that is available but is very, hidden sometimes. You can't find it easily. So we want to pull all together and to make it available in a sort of data bank, so that people, whoever wants to access to this, can inform him or herself and can see what in other countries has been done, what are possible measures, how you can improve prevention standards all over the place.